The processional hymn, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, Alleluia. Through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the faith he professed. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord
is in
your grace.
We sing the Easter anthems. Number 24.
The Earth is the Lord and all that therein is.
reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from on high. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The Canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2.
Thank you.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 44. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Canticle, Glory and Honor. In God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the Queen. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, may clean our hearts within us. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Mercifully grant us faith to know that, as he promised, he abides with us on earth to the end of time, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The hymn, King of Kings, Majesty. God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. God the Son, redeemer of the world. God the Holy Spirit, giver of life. Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons in one God. Save us, good Lord, from all sin and wickedness, from pride, hypocrisy, and conceit, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness. From sins of thought, word, and deed, from the lusts of the flesh, from the deceits of the world and the snares of the devil.
Save us, Lord.
From fire, storm, and flood, from disease, pestilence, and want, from war and murder, and from dying unprepared. From all false doctrine, from hardness of heart, from contempt of your word and commandment, and from the evil of schism. In times of sorrow and in times of joy, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment. Save us, Lord Christ, by the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation. By your ministry in word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom. By your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial. By your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit. Hear us, good Lord. Govern and direct your holy church. Fill it with love and truth. Grant it that unity which is your will. Give your church courage to preach the gospel and to make disciples of all the nations. Give knowledge and understanding to bishops, priests, and deacons, that by their life and teaching they may proclaim your word. Give all people grace to receive your word and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Bring all who have erred and are deceived into the way of truth. Guard and bless our rulers, especially Elizabeth, our Queen, at this week of celebration for her and the nation and Commonwealth. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, and all the government, all members of the Legislative Assembly here in Northern Ireland, also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach de Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic, and grant that they may trust in you and seek your honour and glory. Bless our country and give grace, wisdom, and understanding to all in authority. Bless the European nations and draw us closer to one another in justice and freedom. Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice in honesty and truth. Bless and keep all who maintain peace and safety. Give to all nations unity, peace, and concord. Strengthen the faithful, comfort and help the faint-hearted, raise up those who fall, and drive out all evil. Support and encourage all who are in poverty, unemployment, or distress. Protect those whose work is dangerous, and keep us in safety. Keep fathers, mothers, and children united in their family life, and give them wisdom and strength in times of stress. Heal the sick, care for the old and lonely, and comfort the bereaved. Remember the poor who long to hear good news. Give us the will to strengthen them through acts of generous love. Show your pity on victims of strife, on the homeless and the hungry, on prisoners, and on all who live in fear. Forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and turn their hearts. Guide and direct all who influence others through the written or the spoken word, and inspire all who serve mankind in science, industry, and art. Bless and keep all your people. Teach us to use the resources of the earth to your glory, that all may share in your goodness and praise you for your loving kindness. Savior of the world, forgive our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may amend our lives according to your holy word and share with all your people the joys of your eternal kingdom. Jesus, Lamb of God,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, bearer of our sins,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, redeemer of the world, the hymn, "The Golden Gates Are Lifted Up." In the name of our risen and ascended Lord. Amen. It's probably a fair and realistic assessment that we live in a world in which up is better than down. Singers want to be at the top of the charts. Athletes want to be on top of their game. Students want to be top of the class. Everyone would rather have an up day than a down day. When the stock market rises, we celebrate, but we despair when it crashes down. No one wants to be at the bottom of someone's list. We work to climb, not to descend, the career ladder. We hear and read about mountain climbers, but not much is said or written about valley descenders. The reality is that we want to live ascended lives. We want to break free from the things that hold us down and rise above it all. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it is right. Something within us knows that we are more than earthbound creatures. The problem is that we have distorted what ascension and an ascended life mean. We forget that Christ's ascension seats humanity next to God and settle for attempted self-ascension. That distortion has invaded our theology and understanding of God. In this distorted view, God, heaven, and holiness are up there somewhere, while we are stuck down here. So we may spend our time jumping up and down, almost like little children, thinking if we jump hard enough, high enough, and fast enough, we can touch the moon. This is lived out in so many ways. It almost involves comparison, competition, and judgment of some type. We compare ourselves and our lives with other people and their lives. We compete with each other, believing that for us to ascend, the other has to descend, or at least not jump as high as us. We are forever judging ourselves and one another. We fill our lives with busyness, hoping to climb to new heights. A life of self-ascension keeps us always searching for the next high. Our attempts at self-ascension fragment our world and our lives. They separate the creatures from the Creator. They destroy relationships and intimacy. Ultimately, they become the gravity that deny us the ascended life we are seeking, a life that, in reality, is already ours. Jesus' ascension reshapes our disfigured understanding of an ascended life. His ascension is the corrective and antidote to the fragmentation and separation of self-ascension. His is the only authentic and life-giving ascension. Through him, we too can live ascended lives. Jesus' ascension is not about his absence, but rather about his presence. It is not about his leaving, but about the fullness of him who fills all in all. It is not about a location, but about a relationship. Presence, fullness, and relationship must surely be what lie behind the question of the men in white. Why do you stand looking up to heaven? It is as if they are saying to us, don't misunderstand and disfigure this moment.